Right now, like at this exact moment, a client with a really high-stakes, highly lucrative case is out there desperately searching for a lawyer in your city.
Yep, they're looking right now.
And they just clicked on your firm's Google ad, they looked at your website, and then, well, they closed the tab and hired your competitor instead.
Which is just the worst feeling.
It really is. And you are left sitting there wondering why you're pouring thousands of dollars into marketing channels that, just don't seem to make the phone ring.
Yeah.
So welcome to the deep dive. I'm so glad to have you here with me today as we break this down.
Hi, everyone. I'm really excited to get into this one.
Today, we are pulling some incredible insights from an article featured on the Legal Marketing Playbook, which is straight from the Forward Push law firm marketing website.
It's a fantastic piece of content, really eye-opening.
It is. So if you are a lawyer looking to grow your practice, our mission today is to figure out exactly why the traditional single-channel marketing approach is totally broken.
Oh, completely broken.
And we'll talk about how shifting to this strategy of true omnipresence is honestly the only way to actually capture the modern legal client.
Because, I mean, the game has just fundamentally changed, you know? It is so incredibly common for law firms to basically just pick one lane.
Oh, for sure.
Like, as an attorney, your time and your energy, it's all stretched incredibly thin between court, client calls, and, well, actually running a business.
Right, you're just trying to keep your head above water.
Exactly. So
Yeah.
you pick one marketing channel because it feels manageable. You say, we're going to do Google Ads, or we're going to really focus on SEO.
You expect a clean transactional return from that.
You do, yeah. But that clean transaction just vanishes. You put, say, $5,000 a month into that one channel.
Or maybe it's like a billboard that someone highly recommended at a bar association dinner.
Right, exactly. And then you just sit at your desk staring at a silent phone.
So let's really unpack this. Why does that single channel strategy fail so consistently? Because from what I'm reading in the article, it all comes down to a complete misunderstanding of the client's psychological state.
Yeah, the underlying mechanism here is risk aversion. When we look at the psychology of the legal decision, we have to recognize that the prospect sitting on the other side of that screen is usually in a state of absolute crisis.
They're freaking out.
They really are.
Yeah.
They are dealing with something that could fundamentally alter their family dynamics, their financial survival, or even their physical freedom.
Wow, yeah. So the stakes are as high as they get.
Absolutely. Their amygdala is just firing. They are terrified of making the wrong choice.
Let me try out an analogy here, because I think a lot of marketing advice kind of treats hiring a lawyer like grabbing a candy bar at the checkout aisle.
Oh, yeah, like an impulse buy.
Right, but it's not an impulse buy at all. To tailor this to you, the listener, it feels much more like building a case for trial.
Oh, I like that.
Think about it. If you walk into a courtroom and present the jury with just one single piece of uncorroborated evidence, you're not going to win a conviction.
Definitely not.
The jury needs multiple reinforcing pieces of evidence to feel confident enough to make a high-stakes decision.
That is a perfect way to look at it. One marketing channel is essentially one uncorroborated witness.
Right.
If a potential client is in that high-pressure, fearful state, they research meticulously. They are desperately looking for trust signals to, lower their cognitive load and make them feel safe.
So if they only see your firm in one place,
Say, just one ad that is just a single data point. It doesn't provide the psychological safety net they need to actually pick up the phone and hand you their life's biggest problem.
so the major takeaway for you, the lawyer listening right now, is this. Nobody hires an attorney after seeing just one thing, one time.
Never happens.
If you only exist on a search results page, or you only use this on a social media feed, you're entirely out of sync with the actual decision-making behavior of your future clients.
Which really completely reorients how a firm needs to view its marketing budget.
Yeah, how so?
Well, if a prospective client requires a compounding series of signals to feel secure, isolated spending is just wasted capital.
Okay, here is where it gets really interesting. Let's transition from the sort of abstract psychology to what this meticulous research phase actually looks like in the real world.
Right, the practical application.
Exactly. Our source material from the Forward Push law firm marketing website maps out what we can call the anatomy of a seven touch point journey.
Seven touch points, that's a lot.
It is. But instead of just listing the steps like a textbook, let's look at how this plays out for a hypothetical client. Let's imagine a prospective client named Sarah.
Okay, Sarah.
It's 11 p.m. on a Tuesday. She just realized she has a massive legal problem and she is stressed out of her mind. What does she do?
Well, her very first instinct is to pull out her phone and do a Google search. That's touch point number one.
Makes sense.
She types in her problem, and maybe she sees your firm's name pop up in an article or a search result. But she doesn't call you. It's midnight. She just logs the name in her memory.
Okay, so then let's say the next day on her lunch break, she's looking for more context. She wants to understand the actual legal process.
Right.
So she opens YouTube, searches her legal issue, and finds a video of you, the attorney, explaining the exact problem she's facing. That is touch point two.
And that's a big one.
Yeah, because now she's seen your name and she's seen your face and heard your voice.
And that video is crucial because it establishes what we might call bedside manner. She gets a feel for you, but she still isn't quite ready to hire. She needs validation.
So what's next?
Touch point three. She opens a new tab and searches specifically for your firm's Google reviews. She needs to see that other people in her community trusted you and survived their crisis.
Okay, so we are at three touches, but life gets in the way. She goes back to work. 2 days go by.
As it always does.
Exactly. So it's Thursday evening. She's scrolling on Instagram to numb her stress, and suddenly she sees a retargeting ad from your firm. That's touch point four.
The retargeting ad.
Now, I want to pause and challenge this for a second because I hear lawyers say all the time that following people around the internet with ads is creepy.
Oh, I hear that all the time too.
Right. So why does this actually work instead of just annoying her?
It's driven by a psychological concept known as the mere exposure effect. As humans, we naturally develop a preference for things merely because we're familiar with them.
Okay, that makes sense.
In marketing, a retargeting ad works by placing a tiny tracking pixel on a user's browser when they visit your site or watch your video. When that user goes to Instagram, the platform recognizes the pixel and serves your ad.
So it's not aggressively pitching them.
Not at all. It isn't about hard selling her and her Instagram feed. It's about maintaining proximity. It's a subtle reminder that your firm is still there, reinforcing her familiarity with your brand during her decision window.
I see. It builds a sense of inevitability, like you're the obvious choice.
Exactly.
So we're at four touches. Friday rolls around, and she finally confides in a friend. She asks, do you know any good lawyers for this?
And the friend says, "Let me look."
Right. The friend Googles the specific practice area, finds the exact same educational content Sarah found, and says, what about this firm? Touch point five. The friend just independently validated Sarah's own research.
Which is incredibly powerful. Personal validation is huge. So now Sarah feels confident.
Finally.
Yeah. Touch point six. She goes back to your firm's website, but maybe she's still a bit hesitant to call directly, so she uses the chat tool on your site to ask a preliminary question.
And a representative answers her promptly, making her feel heard.
Which leads right to touch point seven. She finally picks up the phone and calls your office to schedule the consultation.
Wow. That is a really long journey.
It's a marathon.
And frankly, a prospect touching a firm seven times before actually speaking to an attorney sounds exhausting. Do people really take that long, or is this just kind of an extreme example?
Wait, I know it sounds like a lot, but the data is remarkably clear on this. Research consistently demonstrates that campaigns integrated across four or more channels dramatically outperform single-channel approaches.
Really? Four or more?
Yeah. If your firm only exists in the Google search touch point one, you only get counted once. But the prospect needs the video, the reviews, and the retargeting to build enough trust to actually call.
So if you aren't in those other places,
Another firm will be, and that other firm will win the case.
that is a brutal reality. So let's connect this to the bigger picture. We know how clients behave. We know they need these multiple corroborating touches.
Right.
Let's diagnose exactly how the traditional single-channel strategies are actively bleeding money. I want to look at three very specific scenarios outlined in the article. Let's start with scenario one, the Google Ads-only firm.
Oh, this is massive in the legal space.
It really is. Firms spend incredible amounts of money just buying clicks on keywords.
They do. Let's say a firm is spending $5,000 a month on pay-per-click or PPC ads. They bid on a keyword like lawyer near me, and they do get clicks.
Okay, so the ad is working.
Technically, yes. The problem is the conversion rate. A prospect clicks that expensive ad at 9 p.m. on a Sunday. They land on the website. They are stressed. They have specific questions, but it's after hours.
And because this firm only invested in ads, they didn't invest in website infrastructure.
Exactly.
There's no chat tool. There is no 247 AI assistant. There is no intake team.
Precisely the issue. The prospect hits a wall of friction. They can't get immediate reassurance, so they just hit the back button and click on the very next ad down the page or competitor's ad.
Okay.
The painful reality for the single channel firm is that their ad budget successfully bought the attention, but their lack of infrastructure lost the case.
The ad budget bought the click, but the missing infrastructure lost the case. That is a brutal realization.
It happens every day.
Let's move to scenario two. The SEO-only firm. Now, I have to admit some confusion here, because for years, we've been told that ranking organically on Google is the absolute holy grail of digital marketing.
That's definitely the old school thinking.
Right. Like, if you do the search engine optimization and you get to the number one organic spot, aren't you essentially set?
Maybe a few years ago, yes. But we have to look at the anatomy of a modern search engine results page, or SRP. The architecture of Google has changed drastically.
How so?
Let's say your firm has the number one organic spot. Let's walk through what a client actually sees on their screen today before they ever reach your link.
Okay.
Right at the very top, they are now greeted by the Gemini AI overview, which synthesizes legal concepts and pulls its own sources.
Okay, so that AI box pushes everything down.
Yes, significantly. Then, below that AI overview, you have local service ads, or LSAs. These are the Google screened results with the attorney headshots and the green check marks.
Oh, right, the ones right at the top.
Exactly. They require a specific verification process, and they immediately draw the eye.
So I have to scroll past the AI and past the headshots. What's next?
Below the LSAs are the traditional PPC text ads.
Wow, still added organic.
Nope. And below those ads is the Google Map Pack.
Ah, the Map Pack. Let's explain what that is, because it's a huge visual barrier for organic results.
Right. The Map Pack is that block of three local businesses integrated with a map. Google decides who goes in there based heavily on physical proximity to the searcher, as well as the velocity and quality of their Google reviews.
And it stands out a lot on mobile.
It is highly visual and extremely trusted by users.
So wait, if I'm the lawyer who spent all my money on organic SEO, my number one organic result is sitting underneath the AI overview, underneath the local service ads, underneath the PPC ads, and underneath the map pack.
Which makes your number one organic result the fifth or sixth thing a prospect sees.
That is wild.
The SEO investment certainly produces visibility, sure, but being visible in the sixth position means a massive percentage of potential clients will never even scroll down far enough to see your firm.
They've already found someone else.
Exactly. They found someone in the map pack or the AI overview who had a stronger ecosystem of trust. Organic ranking is vital, but it just cannot survive in isolation anymore.
That makes total sense. It's about screen real estate and attention spans. Which brings us to the third scenario from our deep dive. The social media only firm.
Oh boy.
We've all seen this. The attorney who posts consistently, jumps on the trends, maybe does some entertaining legal commentary, and builds a following of 50 or 100,000 people.
They feel like they're crushing it.
They really do. But I imagine there's a trap here regarding user intent.
The trap is exactly that. Intent versus entertainment. When someone is scrolling social media, their intent is distraction.
They just want to laugh or kill time.
Right. They're not usually looking to hire a lawyer at that exact moment. You are building brand awareness, which is great. But when one of those followers finally experiences a legal crisis months later, their behavior changes entirely.
Let me guess. They don't go back and search through their TikTok likes. They go to a search engine.
They go to validate. They turn to Google. And if the viral social media attorney doesn't show up in search,
or if they aren't cited in the AI recommendations.
Exactly. And if they lack a solid foundation of Google reviews to back up their online persona, that follower will just abandon them.
Wow.
The prospect will assume the social media lawyer isn't a serious firm, and they'll hire a competitor who dominates the search results.
That is so counterintuitive, but it makes perfect sense. Every single one of these single channel approaches produces real, measurable results in isolation.
Yes, the ads get clicks, the SEO gets ranking, the social gets followers.
But none of them actually produce the revenue they should because they aren't connected to a larger conversion engine.
Which leads us directly to the solution proposed by the article. The antidote to the single channel leak is true omnipresence.
So what does omnipresence actually mean in practical terms? Because honestly, it sounds like an expensive buzzword. Does a lawyer doing complex corporate litigation or serious personal injury need to be dancing on TikTok just to be everywhere?
Not at all. Omnipresence must be defined carefully. It is not about existing everywhere on the internet indiscriminately.
Okay, good.
It is about being everywhere a specific prospect looks during their decision window. For most legal matters, that window of active research and anxiety is typically 7 to 30 days.
So it's a very targeted time frame.
Exactly. Omnipresence is about surrounding them with authority during that specific time frame.
So how does that ecosystem actually connect? Explain the mechanics of how these channels feed into one another.
It's about creating a closed-loop system of validation. It looks like this. Your SEO efforts ensure your content is cited by the Gemini AI overview when a prospect asks a nuanced legal question.
That establishes initial authority right away.
Right. Then, when they search locally, your MatPack presence displays 200 five-star reviews, providing immediate social proof.
Okay.
When they click to your website, your organic ranking is supported by a YouTube video embedded on the homepage, letting them experience your communication style firsthand.
And then the retargeting kicks in.
Exactly. 3 days later, an Instagram or Facebook retargeting ad keeps your firm top of mind. And when that compounding trust finally drives them back to your website late at night,
your AI-driven sidebar chat captures their information instantly.
You got it.
So the underlying logic here, this is a huge insight for you listeners out there, is that the different channels do completely different jobs.
Yes, they have specialized roles.
The review count validates the video. The video builds the emotional trust that actually converts the paid ad click.
Mm.
Together, all of these interconnected touch points make your firm look like the absolute, undeniable, obvious choice.
They really do.
You aren't just a lawyer they found on page one. You are the omnipresent authority in your market.
The ecosystem effect ensures that no matter which direction the prospect turns to verify their decision, all roads lead back to your firm.
Okay, but I have to play devil's advocate here.
Go for it.
Because I can hear every single lawyer listening to this raising the exact same objection right now.
I think I know what it is.
That sounds like a logistical nightmare.
Yep, there it is.
Managing SEO, Google ads, local service ads, a YouTube channel, social media retargeting, and website chat infrastructure. Attorneys are already billing 50 or 60 hours a week. Who actually has the time to manage a 7-touch-point omni-channel marketing matrix?
It is a completely valid objection. The reality check from our source material is very clear. You're right, it is too much work.
Oh, well, that's refreshing to hear.
If an attorney tries to manage this themselves, or if they act as the general contractor trying to herd 5 different disconnected marketing vendors, it will definitely fail.
Oh, the general contractor trap. Where the SEO agency doesn't talk to the Google Ads guy, and neither of them talk to the web developer who installed the chat tool.
Exactly. That is a recipe for burning cash and generating massive frustration.
So what's the alternative?
The law firms that are successfully executing this level of omnipresence are not doing it piecemeal. They are utilizing an integrated system managed by one cohesive team operating under one unified strategy.
So how does that integration actually reduce the workload?
Because the outputs of one channel become the inputs for the next.
Interesting. Give me an example.
Well, the keyword research done for SEO feeds the topics for the video content creation. Then the video content is chopped up and feeds the paid social media ads.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And then the traffic from those ads feeds the retargeting pool, which feeds directly into the website's conversion tools. It is a singular machine.
And what is the ultimate payoff for the attorney's schedule?
According to the playbook, in a truly integrated marketing system, the attorney's role is reduced to a single monthly strategy call. We are talking about an investment of less than 24 minutes a month to manage an omnipresent system.
Less than 24 minutes a month. That's incredible.
It is.
Because you're reviewing the overarching strategy and the pipeline data rather than, you know, logging into dashboards to execute tactics yourself.
And this brings up a really critical warning. If an attorney attempts to build and manage this omni-channel approach alone, human nature dictates exactly what will happen.
They'll get distracted.
You will get busy with a massive trial. You'll stop managing the marketing. The campaigns will go quiet. And a few months later, when the current caseload resolves and the pipeline dries up, you will be forced right back into that vicious cycle of panic investment followed by neglect.
It has to run independently. Omnipresence requires infrastructure so that it functions completely without the attorney's daily involvement.
That's the key.
That is the fundamental difference between just executing a marketing activity, like buying an ad, and actually owning a true marking system. A system runs regardless of whether you're in depositions all day or taking a two-week vacation.
It is the only sustainable way to scale a law practice in the modern digital environment. The machine has to be working in the background, constantly touching those prospects multiple times, building trust while you focus entirely on practicing law.
So let's wrap this all up. Relying on a single channel is simply no longer a viable strategy for firm growth. The psychology of how legal clients make hiring decisions has evolved.
It really has.
They're risk-averse, they're meticulous, and they demand multiple corroborating touch points across different platforms before they will ever pick up the phone.
And to capture them, you need an integrated ecosystem that creates true omnipresence during their decision window.
Exactly. It's a massive paradigm shift from simply buying attention to systematically building trust.
It's about moving from a transactional mindset to an ecosystem mindset.
And I want to leave you with a final provocative thought to mull over. We've talked a lot about the client journey today, so tonight I want you to imagine that highly qualified prospect, the one dealing with the exact type of lucrative case you want most.
Picture them clearly.
It's 11 p.m. They start researching your specific legal area. What is the very first dead end they're going to hit when looking for your firm?
That's a great question.
Do they find your Google ad, but click through to a website with no chat tool? Do they find your social media profile, but go to Google and see zero reviews? Find that dead end, and you will find the exact leak that is draining your firm's growth.
So true.
Thank you for tuning in to this deep dive on the Legal Marketing Playbook from Forward Push Law Firm Marketing. We wish you immense success in building a firm that is truly everywhere it needs to be.